Czech Republic next, where the incidence of COVID-19 is now one of the highest in Europe. Rob Cameron is the BBC's correspondent in Prague. Good morning, Rob. How did the Czech Republic go from being essentially top of the class in spring to a scenario now where of the, what is it, almost 2,000 deaths, over half of those have occurred in the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, well, that's a question that's asked pretty much daily, I think, by politicians, by the media, and also just by regular people. How did we go from hero to zero, as it were? And there are no easy answers, but I think it's a mixture of complacency, perhaps a sense of hubris at defeating the virus in spring. And of course, it didn't go away and it came back with a vengeance. And just a failure also in government. I mean, back in spring, the government was basically shown modeling by a private citizen that was based on numbers coming out of Italy. And this private citizen is actually the head of the country's biggest insurance company, did his own modeling for the Czech Republic. He managed to get it to the interior minister. Within a couple of days, it was on the desk of the prime minister because it was so terrifying. And that's when the Czechs locked down in spring. Now, there just hasn't been that swift, very, very early response. And in fact, you know, measures were lifted early, earlier than they should have, and they weren't reintroduced perhaps as early as they should have as well in September. And so now this is where we are with you know, really quite terrifyingly high numbers of both new cases and, of course, deaths per population. I haven't checked today, but the other day the Czech Republic had the second highest number of new cases per 100,000 people over 14 days in Europe, and the second highest COVID death rate per population in the world after Andorra.
Tell me about what happened to the health minister in recent days.
Yeah, well, that hasn't helped, has it? Because in that sort of an echo, if you like, of the infamous Barnard Castle case in the UK, the health minister here was snapped by a photographer working for a tabloid newspaper on last week, emerging from a restaurant at a time where all such establishments were supposed to be closed by his own you know, diktat, his own restrictions. He argued that he was simply walking through the restaurant to attend a private meeting in the back room of the building that housed the restaurant, which is up in a fortress overlooking the river Vltava in Prague, a place called Vyšehrad Fortress, hence the Barnard Castle, Vyšehrad Fortress comparisons. He argued that he'd done nothing wrong, but in the end, the pressure, I think, from politicians and from the media and the Prime Minister, who said, no, this guy has to step down, you know, pretty much 33 days after starting the job, that led to him being on the way out, although he's still claiming this morning, he's written a very long, elaborate legal defense of his actions. His successor is meant to be appointed tomorrow, on Thursday, by the president. But in this country, in the way that the politics are here, I think until that guy is in the health ministry, you know, holding his folder, saying that he's been appointed, I can't really say that this country does have a new health minister yet.
Rob, thank you. That's Rob Cameron, the BBC's correspondent in Prague. We'll hear from Belgium later in the programme.